Good morning, you listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Bob Wagner, the president of Fishman Flooring Solutions. Bob, how you doing?
Good morning, Kemp. How are you today?
I'm great. It's good to be with you. Most people know a little bit about Fishman, know about the name. You've been the president of the organization for 15 years, and actually been there, I think, about 21 years. And you graduated Drexel University, I believe, and you're based in Baltimore. From a just going out and have fun, you like to golf and boat as well, right?
Yeah, I really love to golf and boat, and when I have some free time, I love to read as well.
Yeah. So give us an update from my listener's perspective. Tell us a little bit about who Fishman Flooring Solutions is.
Sure. So Fishman Flooring Solutions is a distributor of flooring installation solutions and certain commercial flooring products. Our philosophy is to be a branch-based supplier to the floor covering trade. And being branch-based, it requires us to have locations near our customers or customer bases. We've grown over time through acquisition. We've grown over time with organic growth, opening our own locations. And we're just kind of moving around different state to state, city to city, as it's required by our customer base. So today we have 36 operating locations in 14 states. We actually make deliveries in 17 states. We have a little over 200 employees, and the company is healthy. We are an ESOP, 100% employee owned. We gained full employee ownership in 2012. So today, things are pretty good, business is pretty good, and we're looking forward to the future. And Kemp, I'll tell you, the biggest challenge that we have, and I'm sure every distributor has, is trying to figure out how to remain relevant in this quickly changing industry of ours.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one more little quick introduction thing I forgot to mention is that you won the Lifetime Achievement Award at the NAFCD meeting last fall, so congratulations on that. It's well-deserved. So let's talk about a couple things. First one, then, just a little bit more on laying the groundwork here. You say it's the installation materials and commercial focus. So if you look at your business, what percentage of it do you think ends up commercial versus residential?
So today our business is about 65% commercial and about 35% residential.
Okay, which is the inverse of the business from a revenue perspective.
Correct.
Yeah. One of the brand's names that you put on your website is, you know, one of the big companies that you are partners with is Tarkett and Johnsonite, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. They are our largest supplier partner.
Yeah, okay. And you mentioned that. I want to mention that as well. You have people in your organization that are focused on building relationships with A&D, right?
Absolutely. We have a team of six architectural staff led by a director. We actually call them ADF reps, and that stands for Architect, Designer, and Facilities.
Okay.
So we are out looking for specifications, trying to create specifications for new and existing projects with our current portfolio of products.
How has your business evolved from a product perspective as far as what you used to offer and what you offer today?
Yeah, there was a time not that long ago that we had no flooring products at all in our portfolio. Mm-hmm. And when Johnsonite was acquired by Tarkett, along came an entire portfolio of commercial flooring products. So we got into the business. It changed our focus architecturally in that we had to call on more and different people, and it's slowly evolving. The luxury vinyl tile category is growing rapidly, and we decided to make that part of our company offering, and we're skewed toward commercial on our luxury vinyl tile offering. And we have some LVT from Tarkett, and we have some LVT from other manufacturers as well.
Yeah, and that covers LVT. Let's talk about hardwood for a minute, because you're in that business as well, and you choose to private label there with a brand called Betsy Ross, right?
Yes, we do. We have been looking at commercial flooring opportunities, and we found that the engineered hardwood category was a category that we needed to get involved in. It's a huge category. It's spread between domestic manufacturers and imports. And we just decided that we would land our focus on a product line that was 100% American-made,
yeah.
And we would private label it so that we would have ownership of the brand. It's worked out pretty well. Our business is pretty good in engineered wood, and we're looking for great things to come.
Why are distributors moving to more private label, do you think?
Well, we are in a very crowded marketplace, mm-hmm. everywhere.
Yeah.
Every category is crowded. And it's generally not the best idea mm-hmm. to compete with your sources of supply.
Right.
We have certain protection with our private label. Not that we tell any stories that are untrue in yeah. selling the products, but it allows us to tell a story that relates to Fishman and Fishman service, and it's not connected to another brand or another manufacturer. And we've become masters of our own destiny with private label products. Now, of course, we don't have the benefit of any national advertising or the benefit of being connected with any national well-known brands, but we're trying very hard to build our own brand, the Fishman brand, and tell customers what that means and why they should be looking to us for products.
Now, another thing that you get into is you get into floor prep products and actually even materials for polished concrete as well, right?
Absolutely. The foundation for installing products, whether it's residential or commercial, is critical.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to have some expertise in making sure that substrates are prepared properly, that things are done properly, and that the end user has a great experience with whatever floor covering product they install. So it is a core competency at Fishman, understanding what to use for proper installation.
I mean, your business is actually growing. And you said a minute ago that you've grown through both acquisition and through just recently in Knoxville, you opened up a location. So that's how you're growing, right? More locations?
Yes, we're growing with locations. We opened recently in Knoxville late last year. And as a matter of fact, in just about 45 days ago, we opened in Nashville. So we have a functioning location in Nashville, Tennessee as well.
What's your outlook for the future? Does it look good?
We are feeling very good about our position in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
We're feeling very good about the products that we represent and the private label brands that we represent. And we think 2018 is going to be a very good year for us.
Okay, Bob. Well, it's good, great to get a read on what's going on with you, and thanks for the update. Again, been talking to Bob Wagner, the president of Fishman Flooring Solutions, based in Baltimore. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.